Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Michigan's gasoline tax is not the best way to fund roads and bridges. The proceeds of this tax can be and is used to fund things other than roads. Some of these taxes have gone for education and for mass transit railroad and bus systems. Because of this, Michigan residents perceive such payments as being a way to raise taxes. What makes a gasoline tax even less fair is a growing number of electric and hybrid vehicles which use little or no gasoline. That effectively means that these cars and trucks don't pay an appropriate amount for their road usage. Instead, why not charge for road usage the same way we pay for electricity, natural gas, water, mobile phones, cable, and internet service? By that, I mean paying for the services you actually use, where 100% of the funds go to the provider of the service and is used solely to pay for the infrastructure and operating costs that are incurred. Already, a significant percentage of interstate highway and other limited access roads are funded on a pay-per-mile basis rather than on a pay-per-gallon mode. It would be relatively easy to make all of these roads charge a fee, not a tax, for usage. These account for 30% of all current road usage nationwide. Once this was done, the gasoline taxes could at least be reduced. There are instances, such as Indiana, where a private company signed a long-term lease with the state to collect these user fees and to maintain the infrastructure of the interstate highways. Indiana's government received $10 billion upfront and no longer has to pay hundreds of millions annually to maintain these major transportation arteries. A portion of the funds received were dedicated to higher levels of maintaining other road and bridge infrastructure in that state. Surveys have found that if people pay for road usage on a per-mile basis as a user fee, where all payments are dedicated to roads and bridges, they consider that option fairer than the gasoline taxes now paid in Michigan. What do you think? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.